When Walter Reed shuts down, the new Bethesda Walter Reed will rehabilitate amputees. Since National Naval Medical Center didn't provide this specialty in the past, Captain David Batanti, the deputy commander for transition and integration at Bethesda, says
this was able to be designed from the ground up.
Chuck Scoville is the man behind the vision.
We improved the layout.
The chief of amputee patient care at Walter Reed will remain on the job.
My entire staff will be moving over to the Bethesda campus.
Along with the consistency in patient care, they're also building smarter.
So now everything is on one floor.
For easy access.
The area is physical therapy, occupational therapy. Prosthetics is right down the hall. We have the swimming pool.
The indoor pool will provide rehab, kayaking, even scuba diving training. Right down the hall, the occupational therapy room.
They will learn again how to turn on a light switch, open a door, turn on a faucet.
David Oliveira, Deputy Chief of Staff for Facilities at Bethesda, says OT flows right into the daily living room.
So this is where someone that may have a disability now comes to learn to live in a non-ADA world.
Scoville says about 1,200 wounded warriors have suffered major limb loss since December 2001. And remarkably,
over 245 have gone back to active duty, and over 45 of those have gone back into Iraq or Afghanistan.
In my next report, the equipment that helps send these brave men and women back to work. Darcy Marchese, WTOP News.